Thomas Sowell's journey from a poverty-stricken childhood in North Carolina to becoming one of America's most influential intellectuals reads like an American epic. Growing up during the Great Depression, his early years were marked by economic struggle, family tensions, and social challenges. What's remarkable is how these formative experiences planted the seeds for his later intellectual development. The ability to question prevailing wisdom, look beyond superficial explanations, and rely on empirical evidence rather than emotion. Even as a child, Sowell demonstrated an unusual capacity for independent thinking, questioning the haunted house superstitions that surrounded his family's modest home while developing a pragmatic approach to life's challenges. When illness forced him to miss a year of school, his determination to catch up revealed the intellectual hunger that would define his life's work. The family's move to Harlem marked a profound transition. The towering skyscrapers and bustling streets presented a stark contrast to rural North Carolina, bringing new challenges that would shape his worldview. Even his vocabulary shifted. Mom replaced mama, symbolizing a deeper transformation taking root. Despite facing prejudice, his southern accent was often mistaken for ignorance, and navigating gang culture, Sowell's natural intellectual abilities began to shine. When placed in the challenging R class due to his high IQ, he initially resisted but soon flourished. A telling moment came when he accidentally predicted a perfect math score, silencing potential racial bias with pure intellectual merit. Adolescence brought Thomas face to face with institutional biases and the challenge of maintaining intellectual integrity. His relationship with Mrs. Bloom, a teacher with complex motivations, became emblematic of his growing resistance to authority without merit. When she attempted to manipulate his academic record, he responded with principled defiance, an early indication of the intellectual courage that would define his career. Family dynamics were shifting too, creating a sense of isolation that would eventually lead him to strike out on his own. The decision to drop out of school and move to a solitary room in Upper Manhattan, a modest space filled with books, marked the beginning of his journey toward true independence, both intellectual and personal. The draft notice in 1951 marked another turning point. Marine Corps training tested his endurance and character, forging resilience that would serve him well in future battles, both academic and ideological. Surprisingly high IQ test scores led to his assignment to Navy Photography School rather than combat, a twist of fate that altered his life's trajectory. The military provided unexpected lessons in strategic thinking and understanding human dynamics within structured systems. Whether managing expectations, exerting authority, or thinking economically about costs and benefits, these experiences shaped a deeper understanding of interpersonal and institutional dynamics that would later inform his academic work. His ability to navigate racial tensions in the segregated South without sacrificing dignity demonstrated a capacity for principled pragmatism. Leaving the Marines with newfound discipline and perspective, Thomas pursued education while juggling work, eventually enrolling at Howard University. Though Sterling Brown's writing course proved transformative, the overall experience was disheartening. A palpable lack of genuine academic dedication prompted a critical realization about the need to seek more fertile intellectual ground. The decision to transition to Harvard, driven by this hunger for intellectual stimulation, necessitated jeopardizing financial stability. Initial struggles at Harvard highlighted the gap between his previous education and elite academic standards. But through disciplined study and independent thinking, he achieved a breakthrough. As his understanding of economics deepened, his academic journey culminated in honors recognition, proving that determination could overcome even the most daunting educational challenges. Teaching at Douglas College revealed the mismatch between students' educational expectations and Thomas's desire to cultivate analytical thought. The prevalent culture of prepackaged learning clashed with his ambitions to foster critical economic analysis. Later, at Cornell, similar tensions emerged with engineering students who resisted non-mathematical approaches. Throughout these experiences, Thomas maintained rigorous standards, valuing educational integrity over popularity. His investigation into special admissions programs for Black students revealed how social ideals often overshadowed academic merit, leading to high dropout rates and student frustration. These experiences reinforced his commitment to genuine educational achievement rather than symbolic gestures, a perspective that would inform his later writings on race and education. Completing Knowledge and Decisions in 1979 became a pivotal moment, opening new career paths beyond traditional academia. The decision to join the Hoover Institution, with its focus on research over teaching, marked a shift from academic frustrations toward a fulfilling research-centered role. This transition allowed Thomas to develop the empirically grounded, intellectually independent perspective that would make him one of America's most influential thinkers on economics, race, and social policy. His personal odyssey, from poverty to prominence, from conventional wisdom to iconoclastic thinking, offers profound insights into how life experiences shape intellectual development. The boy who questioned haunted house superstitions became the man who questioned social orthodoxies, always guided by evidence rather than ideology, by facts rather than fashionable thinking.